At the March 30th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, School Superintendent Terrence Beam announced that the West Virginia State Senate is considering Senate Bill 711, which, if passed, would cut a lot of state aid money from the Pocahontas schools each year. Pocahontas County schools actually only have a little over 1,000 students enrolled, but currently the state aid formula credits the county schools as if they had 1,400 students. This legislation would reduce the number of students the state credits its aid upon to 1,200, resulting in a reduction by 200 of the number of students credited to the county for state aid. Since the county receives $9,000 in state aid for each student, it would receive about a $180,000 cut in state aid per year if this bill passes. Beam said similar cuts had been proposed in the past but were never approved by the legislature. However, this year, Susan Collins, the superintendent's liaison with the legislature, seems particularly concerned about the possibility that this bill could pass. Also as part of this meeting, which was held at the Green Bank Elementary Middle School, that school's Local School Improvement Council, or LSIC, made a presentation to the board members. Principal Julie Shiflett introduced the school's LSIC president, Karen Murphy, who talked about a lot of accomplishments this year at the school. She also said the winners of the school's coloring contests were Michaela Plogger, Carla Boyd, and Noah Foe, while Dylan Keller won second place in the county spelling bee. She also said Melissa Taylor is the school's Teacher of the Year and Sarah Cover is the Service Employee of the Year. Karen LaFleur said that academic benchmarks at the school were better than expected despite COVID-19 and has been impressed with the positive attitudes of the students. Aaron Baldwin talked about the emphasis at the school on informational reading and writing. Jonathan Paul, who was the coordinator of the Community in School program, said the purpose of that program is to bridge families with the schools. He said that since there were no face-to-face activities in the schools this year, they sent family engagement together bags home to encourage kids to work on projects with their parents. During the regular board meeting, Board President Sue Hollinsworth said that the board's attorney, Jason Long, has advised her that the matters of the board portion of the meeting should either be eliminated or restricted to topics discussed during current or past board meetings because of legal considerations. Superintendent Beam said awarding 5-year and 10-year service pins to employees is under consideration. He said he also spoke to the attorney representing the board in a lawsuit against the state, which is seeking to recoup $1.2 million in state aid money that the county believes it was shorted in years past. Beam said that the case is going to arbitration in the middle of April, and the lawyers that he talked to seemed to be optimistic about the case. Beam also said that the voluntary summer school program will run from June 8th to July 1st. With no school on Fridays or on West Virginia Day. He said they did not get as many applications from employees to participate in this as he had hoped. Ruth Bland and Lynn Bostic said they are developing a multicultural curriculum and basing it on 6 existing policies. Dana Cutlett, who is both the school system social worker and a counselor at Hillsborough Elementary School, talked to the board about how her job involves assisting students with mental health issues, anxiety, truancy issues, substance abuse, self-injury, and even suicide concerns. The board approved a large number of NEOLA policies and made one change to the school reentry plan. They removed all reference to the COVID-19 state map since the governor has discontinued using it to close down the high schools. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.